Most websites or applications have their own user validation system. But if your web app needs to support multiple user validation, you must handle different tokens with various methods. Or you can just move your web app to Microsoft Azure and Access Control Service will take care of it for you. In this video, we're going to show you how to use Microsoft Azure Access Control Service, ACS, to allow your web app to support a variety of authentication providers. To get started, you first need to create an ACS namespace in the Azure portal. Click New, go to App Services, Active Directory, Access Control, and then click Create. Enter a name for your new ACS namespace and select a region. Here, I'm going to use Contoso Test 1 and choose the West US region closest to my location and click Create. When you see your ACS is active, click Manage at the bottom to go to the ACS management portal. The next step is to configure the single sign-on settings for your web application. And in this demo, I'm going to add three identity providers. Click Identity Providers in Step 1. By default, Windows Live ID option is already there and it can't be modified. Click Add and choose Google. On the next page, you need to enter your Google client ID and client secret to set up your Google Identity Provider. To get the client ID and client secret, sign in to the Google Developers Console at this page. If you don't have a project, click the drop-down to create a new one. Here, I'll use the default project name and click Create. In the left sidebar, click APIs and Authorization. Click APIs and choose Google plus API. Click Enable API. Then click Credentials. Under the OAuth consent screen, enter your product name, and you can use the same name as the ACS namespace if you like. Leave all the other optional fields empty and click Save. Under the Credentials tab, select OAuth 2.0 Client ID from the drop-down list and then choose Web Application. Here, you'll need to enter your authorized JavaScript origins and the authorized redirect URIs. To get these two addresses, go back to your ACS management portal and click Application Integration. This is what you need. Copy and paste it without the slash. And then add /v2/openid in the second field. Then click Create to get your client ID and client secret. Enter these values in your ACS management portal and click Save to finish adding Google as the second identity provider. Likewise, you can add Yahoo as the third identity provider. Click Save, and it's done. The next step is to integrate your application with Azure ACS. Let's open the sample solution in Visual Studio 2012. First, build your solution to ensure there are no errors. Right-click CS Azure Access Control Service Web Role and select Identity and Access. If Identity and Access option does not appear on the context menu, install the Identity and Access tool at this website. In the Identity and Access wizard, choose Use the Windows Azure Access Control Service and click Configure. You need to enter your ACS namespace and the management key. You can get this key from the ACS Management portal. Click Management Service, Management Client, Symmetric Key, and then Show Key to get your key. Provide your ACS namespace and copy the management key here and then click OK. Select the three identity providers you added, then click OK. The next step is to generate rules for the three identity providers. On the ACS Management Portal, click Rule Groups and then the auto-generated rule group. Click Generate, select the three identity providers, and then save the rule groups. Okay, let's run the sample solution to see how it works. Right-click the default.aspx file to set it as the start page and launch the web app in Internet Explorer. This is the single sign-on page to access your ACS web application. There are three options for you to sign in to your website. Sign in with your Google account. If your username and password are correct, by clicking Login, you can visit the web page.